Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Directions and store hours online at diamondsdirect.com.
While you're hiding your face behind the 2-inch collar of your jacket, we're punishing a train heat pump at 0 degrees. While you're waiting out a Little League rain delay, we're dumping 5 inches of water an hour on a train air conditioner that's still running. While you're doing whatever it is you do, we're testing, retesting, engineering, and re-engineering to keep up with you. We run together.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. A couple things. One, we are having issues with the app. And so for all the people who are writing me saying that, you can go to the website and listen live on the website. That's certainly an option. So take advantage of that. Go to theroarfm.com and you can still hear the programming. And we appreciate you. And we're endeavoring to get that cleared up as quickly as we can. So just hang in there with us, and in the interim, use the website and listen through there. All right, a lot of things to get to. Howard writes me, says, well, I have to believe the Chargers expected Tua to go ahead of Herbert, who they wanted, so staying at 6 wasn't a risk. So many teams were fawning over Tua, and the Chargers benefited from that. I don't think so, Howard. I can tell you that that was not the climate at the time. The climate was, I think you had it right with the so many teams fawning over Tua. I think the Chargers may have been one of those teams. I don't think there was any convention other than most scouting systems seem to believe that Tua was the better choice for an assortment of errant reasons. And again, if the Chargers were not going to leave that to fate, if they had any inkling as to what Herbert was going to become, there is no way they're sitting at 6 and letting Miami have their choice. And late in the process, there was a lot of speculation that Miami was taking Herbert. There was a lot of speculation late that Miami was taking Herbert. There's no way. If the Chargers knew what Herbert was going to become, they just would not have left that to fate. They would have dealt with Miami or dealt with somebody ahead of Miami, and they would have moved up and got their guy. I mean, when you consider how great Herbert has been, and in terms of how great he's been, he's been better than anyone else in history. Through this point of his early career, he's the greatest statistical quarterback in NFL history. If you had any inkling as to what Herbert was going to be, there's no way you sit there at 6 and let Miami have their pick. And with the notion that, well, we think Miami might do this. Because there was no way of knowing that. There was no way of knowing that. And think wouldn't have been good enough given what Herbert's become. You would have made a move. Had you known what Herbert was going to be going to be, I mean, you would have chosen him at 1. You know, you certainly wouldn't have sat there at 6 and waited to see what the Dolphins were going to do. And so, look, in a real sense, the Chargers were not any brighter than Miami. They were luckier. And that's the way so much of sports works. And unfortunately, so much of talent analysis seems to work that way, especially when it comes to NFL teams trying to evaluate quarterbacks. So I see that a little bit differently, Howard. I got another texter, Monroe said he's driving in Middle Georgia right now, and the app's working great for him. So I don't know. So it's apparently working for some, and and for others. That's above my pay grade. I don't know how that works. All I can tell you is we're endeavoring to make it work for all of you, and in the interim, use the website, and that'll work for all of you. But I, you know, again, just going back to this issue, the social media criticism of young quarterbacks in their infancy is utterly laughable. It just is. And you've got to, I mean, if you don't want to eat all those words, then you just need to be a little bit patient, because I'm 100% convinced. Listen, for somebody who knew what Mahomes was going to be, knew what Allen was going to be, knew what Herbert was going to be, ahead of everybody else, I think that Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence are pretty easy calls, okay? I think they're both going to be terrific. And I don't care what anyone says negatively about either one of those guys. I also think Fields has that potential. As I said, the problem with Fields is I just don't see, to this point, I don't see anybody helping him in any way, shape, or form. So I think it's going to be, I think that's going to be an issue. Tyson Wall, a bit of revisionist history. There were questions about Herbert's passion for football, and he was inconsistent versus Pac-10. He wasn't inconsistent at all. Those were wrong. Yeah, there were questions about his passion. They were also wrong. What's the revisionist history? Those people were wrong. They had it wrong. Yeah, I had it right, and they had it wrong. So, yeah. Yeah, I had it 100% right, because I told you all that stuff was nonsense. As somebody who actually watched the talent and understood what the talent looked like, what it was about. So I'm not sure what your point is. He wasn't at all inconsistent. He played with a seventh-round wide receiver. That's it. He played in a running offense. He won the Rose Bowl game with his legs, just like Trevor Lawrence beat Ohio State with his legs. He found ways to win. He was toughness personified. The people who said those things were stupid, and they were wrong. So, yeah, there were questions. The questions were wrong. They were by dumb people. Dumb people who didn't understand what they were talking about, nor the talent level inherent in Justin Herbert. No one said there weren't questions about Herbert. They didn't come from me. I said he should be the number one pick in the draft and gave you all the reasons why that should be. Sure, they got it wrong. That's the whole point. I don't quite understand your text, going honestly, texting 248. Why would I need to be a revisionist historian when I'm the one who had it right? You have to explain that to me, because I don't even understand the nature of your text, to be honest. Explain it to me. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But the league had it wrong. The league always has it wrong. They let Herbert sit there till sixth. They let Josh Allen sit there till seventh. They took Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield before Josh Allen. Justin Wall, do you think Justin Herbert is going to be another Phillip Rivers, put up great numbers, but nothing to show for it? No, I don't. I think he's going to win Super Bowls, and I think he's arguably the most talented quarterback in the history of the game right now. Pat and Easley. Pat, good to have you, Pat.
What's going on? Why are you doing,
man? Hey, Pat. Appreciate you getting in, as always. Uh-oh. Pat?
Are we still there?
Oh, there we go. There we go, Pat. Now
we're about this. I hear something on my phone. Sorry about that. I think, to me, Jordan is the greatest of all time, and then Bill Russell behind him. When you have to think Jordan is, I know people always say, well, he's a ball. Yeah, he has to be. You know, when he came to Chicago, you know, he go back to the last game.
That's one of the things they talked about.
Pat, hold on a second, because you're – we're not hearing anything you're saying
until
you pop back on. He popped back on for a second. And
we lost him.
Well, let's try again. Let's see. Get him up again and see what he's saying. Look, Herbert is light years more talented than Philip Rivers ever thought about being. So, and I think the Chargers organization might be better now, too. Look, the division is a friggin' beast. I mean, the division in the modern era, the division might be the greatest in the modern era. I mean, there's not a weak quarterback in the division. I mean, you might argue that Derek Carr, who is a top 10 NFL quarterback, might be the worst quarterback of that division. That shows you the strength of that division. So, look, it's going to be a challenge for anybody to emerge from that division. The challenge is going to be significantly greater than when Philip Rivers was quarterback in the Chargers in terms of getting out of that division now. Let's try Pat again. Pat.
Sorry about that, Walt. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. Now? Much better, Pat.
Sorry about that. I still feel like Jordan is the greatest of all time, and I know that Russell is the greatest winner. You know, 11 titles. That's, you know, it's unprecedented and stuff. But the reason I feel like Jordan is, I think, when we look at how he had to come in and what he came into when he got to Chicago and stuff, to have to go through the wars and the pain to finally, you know, until they finally got Pippen and then Grant, both in the same draft, Horace Grant. You know, I think he was the greatest because I think about that with the Last Dance when he was talking about his rookie year. He went in that hotel room with his teammates, and they was all in there on coke and stuff like that. And he was like, you know, they wanted him to join. He was like, nah, they ain't for me, you know. But when you have to go through that trauma, because he had to go through the pain. I look at Magic and Bird as great as they were. You know, Magic was fortunate he came to the Lakers. And Bird, they both came to the two greatest NBA franchises in history. Both on
Pat, do you know how many games the Celtics had won the year before Bird got there?
Oh, I know they were sorry.
20-something. It was the single greatest one-season improvement in NBA history at that point when Bird brought them to 60-something wins in year one. I don't buy that, Pat, and the reason I don't is because, to me, both Bird and Johnson understood something inherently that Jordan really never understood. They made every player they played with better the second they touched the court because their greatness as passers was inherent in them. It's not something they had to learn. Jordan had to learn it. Jordan explored every personal option before he would pass the ball. Now, eventually, you know, they surrounded him with pieces, and eventually he understood that after he explored as many as he could, that he had shooters out there with him, and he had other great players out there with him. You know, again, some of which you already touched on. I mean, Pippen, I think, is one of the greatest 25 players who ever lived, and obviously Rodman was a big factor as well. So, you know, they had many other pieces. There's no question about that. But I mean, it's subjective. I mean, I view Jordan as four, and I just think it's a really tough call all the way around.
It's a tough call because I give Jordan credit because he's always said, look, every era was different. You know, yeah. I don't call myself the greatest player because every era is different. Everybody played different. And so you just put the facts where they made and just go from there. And it's fun to kind of argue about it or debate about it because that's what makes sports and everything. So that's he's my one. So, you know, but like I said, I don't have no problem with Bird Magic, you know, because I got to watch them play the college final, the greatest college final ever. I got to see that and watch that on TV and stuff. And so for me, it's like you said, it's subjective. And so I have no argument whether it's Russell or whoever's at the top. But, you know, Jordan is my guy, but I have no argument against anybody else.
Well, and you know, Pat, that's really the truth of the whole situation because there are like 10, 11, 12 guys that were just all unbelievable. And to try and separate them is almost impossible. Like and from different eras. Like I think it's impossible to separate Jerry West and Kobe Bryant. And if I had to separate them, I'd give the nod to West. And I think the stats all show that, you know, but they're two of the greatest players ever. I mean, I'm of the opinion that had there been no Bill Russell, Jerry West would have like 10 NBA titles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the Lakers was getting there every year.
Yeah. I'm going to play you something later. It's a conversation that Ahmad Rashad had with Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell. You're gonna love this conversation. It's just,
oh wow! I know there had to be something.
Yeah, it's just really good stuff. And I'm also gonna play something for you in a couple minutes. It's gonna be the sort of the pain of Jerry West and what West went through. Because listen to this, Pat. Jerry West has never visited the city of Boston since his NBA career.
Wow, ended. You serious?
Yeah. He cannot visit.
So that pain was real.
Yeah, that pain was real. He cannot visit the city of Boston. He has still never visited the city of Boston since his career ended.
Good gracious. That is unreal. That's unreal. But they cost him a lot. They cost him a lot of pain.
Yeah.
He's
going to detail some of that pain. And again, he was such an insanely good player. You know, as I you might have heard me mention this, but in 1965, he went through 11 games of the playoffs, averaging 40.6 points. And that's a mark that still stands for anyone who played over three games.
That's some point. That's some scoring.
Yep.
That's putting the ball in the hoop.
But he played Baltimore in round one of the playoffs that year. He went 49, 52, 44, 48, 43, 42.
That's amazing.
And
that's amazing.
The guy shot 48% playing then, which to this day, no one his size has ever replicated that.
I don't think anybody else will.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't think anybody else will.
You know, he's scored over 25 a game. No one who fit in that category.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
And I was wanted to touch about you was talking about the quarterbacks and stuff.
Yep.
I'm with you. I don't get, you know, with gyms and stuff and stuff. Like we talk about the microwave society. You know, to me, it's like you would think a lot of these gyms and teams would. You draft a kid like Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson, some of these players, and you would think they would still, like, get a veteran quarterback in front of them. Let them sit, like you always talk about. Let them sit for a couple years. Take the backlash. Yeah, fans are going to be mad. I'm a fan. I'll probably be mad. But you have to have the long view of the situation. I mean, like, we talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. He sat 3 years before he got his opportunity. But when he got his opportunity, he was ready to play.
But that's not the world we live in, and nobody drafts. Yeah, nobody drafts quarterbacks at the top of the draft anymore to have them sit. You draft them to play them. So and you learn under fire. It's just the way it is. We are in a we want it right now world, as you suggest, a microwave world, and social media can be ruthless to young players who really haven't been given a chance.
And that's the point. And like you, I'm with you about the Jordan Love thing. Green Bay ain't want to let him go.
That's what's happening.
That's why he has not moved.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah, the Green Bay knows what they have, and they're not letting him go. Yep. They know the Aaron Rodgers thing can come apart any day, and that's the proof of why somebody needed to go get him. Green Bay's not letting him go. Hey, Pat, great speaking with you as always. Jordan's a logical answer. Let me tell you about George going forward. Job coming to you in a minute. In fact, let Brad tell you. Brad wrote this. Fantastic experience with the team, George Coleman Ford. From the minute I stepped to the lot, the moment I drove off, they were amazing. Even now, they continue to answer questions about my truck. I shot more than a dozen reputable dealers in Greenville, Spartanburg, and the Easley area, and had grown weary of the games and pressure that the typical dealers attempt to use in their process. They do it very differently at George Coleman Ford! They're very professional yet personal. They did not pressure me in any way. When you go ask for Carlos, a friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable guide throughout the entire process. I love my F-150 and will certainly recommend George Coleman Ford family and friends. You don't have to, all that's 100% true, except the part about asking for Carlos. You can ask for Carlos if you want, but every review that we have lists a different salesperson. It's the culture. Trust me, you're going to be treated that way regardless of the the salesperson you wind up with. Joe, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring, to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
This summer, push for more. More time to drive, more control on the road, and more wind in your hair. With the Michelin Pilot Sport All-Season 4 Tire, you can push what's possible. Between May 18th and June 6th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Zach or Joey at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call 646-3694.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals/promotions and rebates for complete details. Offer expires 6-6-2022. Void where prohibited.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Are you on Medicare or about to be? If so, you're getting bombarded with ads, mailers, etc. You may even have Joe Namath on television telling you what to do. You probably feel overwhelmed. It's enough to make your head spin. But there is hope. You don't have to feel that way. I can meet or talk with you to discuss your situation and help you understand what's right for you. It's free and there's no obligation. So why not talk about it with a professional? Don't make a mistake you could regret for years down the road or perhaps forever. Call me at 864-467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Helping others is how we roll at Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston. Six non-perishable food items earns points toward $30 above the waist piercing. Buy two, get one free jewelry or 20% off your purchase. We're supporting Clemson Community Care because helping others is how we roll. Purple Haze with stores in Clemson and Williamston. Piercings, glassware, t-shirts, and lots of really cool stuff you won't find anywhere else. Purple Haze, Williamston and Clemson. We put a spell on you.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
No matter where you get work done, no matter what your classroom looks like, no matter how far away your loved ones feel, we are here to connect you to what matters most in your world. We are Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL, and we're here because of you. Sign up for a stronger connection today at upcountryfiber.com.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Estes Heating and Air is celebrating over 20 years of service to Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville by offering some of their biggest discounts ever. Take $200 off the new Heil installation, plus an extra $50 off when you mention WCCP. Whether it's pre-existing residential, new construction, or commercial, Estes prides themselves on being one of the best in the business. An elite Heil dealer, they're sure to exceed your expectations from install to maintenance, today and years beyond. Call Estes today at 864-718-7200.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
To the Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, I listen to your podcast, and whoever's posting it, that, like, is doing a great job, you know, posting it, like, right after or whatever, but and it's awesome to hear, like, you know, when I don't get to hear, like, the first hour, for instance, and it's nice to hear
good.
Your takes.
Good.
Stuff,
appreciate
but,
that, Joe.
That would
I'm
be
guessing
neat.
That's
Ramona.
Ramona.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's Ramona.
I was
Ramona
say,
just the posting.
Give
yeah.
me credit
good
for
job.
Something.
Yes, good job. Good job. But you were talking about, like, the greatest of all time. Okay, so obviously, you know, you say Bill Russell, and I don't remember the guy you were talking with. He was saying LeBron James. Or Michael Jordan, et cetera. My thing is, what do you do with Kareem?
Yeah.
Like, he's a six-time champion.
Good.
I mean, like, and he won a championship by himself. Well, essentially by himself. What was it, second, third year in the league?
Yeah,
and he had longevity. Yeah, and scoring. Like, what do you do with him?
Yeah, it's a legitimate question. In fact, Joe, you know, I said as part of this conversation yesterday, you can make the case, a really strong case, that Kareem is the greatest player ever lived. A really strong case can be made for that. You know, six-time yeah. champion, six-time MVP. I mean, you can make a really strong case, all-time scoring leader, LeBron chasing that down. You can make a really strong case that he's the greatest player ever lived. And if someone wants to make that argument, I can't argue against that. I really can't. I mean, I actually think that's a better argument than many of the arguments that are made for other players. I think he has a stronger case as the potential greatest player ever lived than many of the other guys people want to make arguments for.
And I don't remember how many Havlicek had off the top of my head. I'm not saying he's like in that conversation, but he has quite a number of rings. But and the other thing with Russell, he was also the players' coach in '69.
Yeah, at the end in '69 he was. In fact, he made the decision to put Sam Jones back in the game with about 7 minutes left, and Sam fouled out like a minute later.
And wasn't he playing in the game?
He
too?
Was. I mean, he was playing in the game. Yeah, he was. He was playing. He was playing every minute, and he played. He played like the last 10 minutes of that game with 5 fouls too. In fact, Chamberlain also had 5 fouls, and it was just it was pretty incredible. And you can actually watch the fourth quarter of that game on YouTube. I watched it this morning.
And I think I remember him saying, like, the Lakers were putting up, I think it was balloons in the rafters.
Yeah.
He said, well, they're going to have to take them all down when we're done here. And I will say, like, even as a Celtics fan, I feel bad for Jerry West. Like, I watched an interview just, like, a week ago, and he was talking about Boston. He's like, I haven't been through Boston. I make a purpose, not even a fly through Boston.
Yeah.
He was a killer. I mean, his points and his box scores, even against us, I mean, that 40, 50 points, and he would go off. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, people are talking about Curry being in the top 10 if it wins another ring. I still question his defense. Like, if somebody really, I don't know, like, made it a physical game, right? I don't know if he wouldn't necessarily, you know, hold up. I don't know about
that. Yeah, he's not to me. I think he's built for this era. There's no question about that. I don't think he would have been as successful in other eras, other time periods. But I don't view him as a top 10 player. I'm just not sure I ever will. I think that top 10 neighborhood is pretty damn crowded. And no offense, but Steph Curry's no Jerry West. He's no Oscar Robertson and never will be.
Yeah, and somebody was saying, well, he might be the greatest point guard of all time. It's like, Magic Johnson's pretty good.
Yeah. You know? He's not the greatest point guard of all time. He doesn't even really play the position that way.
But, you know, last night I saw bits and pieces of it. We got to be healthy, Walt. Like, you know, Butler just went off. We got to be healthy. If we're not healthy, we're not going to win the series. If we are healthy, we got a shot.
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, you know, you're down guys last night, so you were depleted. And as you said, Butler, you know, we talked about Butler yesterday, and I said, I mean, I think Butler is a great player right now. I said, I think he's incredible. And Butler's line last night, 41 points, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks, 9 rebounds. I mean, Butler did absolutely everything, and he guards, you know, I mean, Butler is tough. He's a tough guy too. I mean, he's probably still the most underrated player in the game, and I think he does qualify as a great player. I think Jimmy Butler is a great player.
I like him, and I'll leave you with this: what I really think the NBA has kind of gotten in their the high water mark as far as like people who cover it, because I think Shaq does a good job. I think even, you know, I don't know if you like Stephen A. Smith, but like the coverage of the NBA has gotten better. The media has gotten better, I think. There's a few of them that I still question, but like J.J. Redick saying and, Bob Cousy yeah.
and Beverly
played a bunch with a bunch of plumbers.
Yeah,
I thought that was a joke, but I think it's gotten better. What do you think? Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a good job, Joe. Excellent job. Yeah, I would agree with the exception of Beverly and Redick. I mean, they're being celebrated on social media. They're both complete A-clowns. I mean, I'm sorry, they just are. I mean, one is worse than the other. I mean, for these two losers, first of all, J.J. Redick was talking noise about Bob Cousy, about things he knows nothing about not understanding the differences in eras and the domination of an era, and comparing him to Chris Paul and saying that Paul was basically night and day better. And you know, and that position was challenged, and rightfully so, because it's wrong. But then the next thing you know, he's turning around and agreeing with Patrick Beverly that Chris Paul is completely overrated. I mean, I'm sorry. Patrick Beverly and J.J. Redick talking noise about Chris Paul? How? I mean, newsflash, if you combined Patrick Beverly and J.J. Redick into one human being, the player that would result still wouldn't be as good as Chris Paul.
Yeah,
You know, and then I hear this, well, Chris Paul's not good enough to lead a team to a title as the number one player. First of all, I don't believe that, but Chris Paul is 6 feet tall, has torn this league to shreds for his whole career. I get there are people who don't like him for an assortment of reasons, many of them personal, because I've come to understand that Chris Paul might not be the nicest guy in the world off the court to some media members, etc. I don't care. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards who ever lived and has played at a remarkably high level for a really long time. Did he have a few rough games here in a row? Yeah. He's also quite a bit older, and I don't know. Maybe there was some injury. I don't know. I don't need to make excuses for Chris Paul. Chris Paul has been terrific, and he's been light years better than Patrick Beverley or J.J. Redick ever thought about being. And so, you know, I think it went too far. I think their comments went too far. It's a little rich, and I don't know that Paul has even responded to it. But again, to have a guy like Patrick Beverley, and Beverley's a talker, all right? And this shouldn't surprise anybody. Beverley's been yakking it up as a player forever. He talks to anybody who will listen. And I actually sort of like elements of Beverley, and I wouldn't mind having a Beverley type on a team. I mean, but for a Patrick Beverley to attack a Chris Paul or for a J.J. Redick, to double down and attack Chris Paul. I mean, are you kidding me? Chris Paul is like a god compared to them. That's the silliness of it. Steve in Greenville, I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Engineered Slate and the Memorial Day sale going on through May 31st. 10% off orders below $2,500. Save up to $250. 15% off orders above $2,500. Save a minimum of $375. Every mattress order gets two free ES cozy down pillows and a free ES mattress protector. Local orders include free white glove delivery that includes setting up your new mattress and taking away your old mattress set. Free shipping nationwide. Shop online or in-store. Go to engineeredsleep.com to take our 60-second sleep quiz to make finding the right mattress easy. If you're mattress shopping, you have to go visit Engineered Sleep. It's the place to get your mattress locally. Look no further. Every mattress made in-house. The showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Cut out the middleman. Go right to the source. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so easy. Every local mattress order delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct from the manufacturer. Your very health, physical, mental, emotional health depends on the quality of your sleep. Get the Engineered Sleep. Get back to the comfortable. Twin, twin XL, full XL, rare size, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. They have it all. Visit the factory today, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online, engineeredsleep.com for more info. Call them, go see them. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. Steve, I'm coming to you. Quick break.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
I'm Kathy Witham with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up here in the Upstate and graduated from Clemson University. I have witnessed great teamwork on the field, court, and diamond, and I'm a part of a great team at the Surgery Center at Pelham. Our staff loves what they do, and you will feel it the second you walk in the door. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You'll be walking out the very same day without a hospital stay. Learn more online at surgerycenterpelham.com.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
I want to talk about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Many people have commented to me about my weight loss journey. And, I got my hair cut this morning, and the lady who cut my hair, I've known her for a long time. She was asking me if I was going to stop losing weight. And I said, well, the goal is to maintain. The goal is not to lose more. She said, well, that's good because you've really trimmed down. She was very interested. I got a message from Brian, who was a listener who went in for his checkup last weekend, the weekly check-in, and had lost about 2.5 pounds, I believe, if I remember right. On his journey with PhD weight loss. And I have radically changed the way that I view food, the way that I view eating, the way that I try to fuel my body is very different. It is really about fueling and not about comfort and not about responding to some sort of a trigger or a stimulus. And PhD helped me find out what those were and try to fight against them. They can help you as well. MyPhDWeightLoss.com is a website. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives, and if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are at home for the regular season finale as they play host to the Boston College Eagles. With this being the last series of the season, the Tigers look to end things strong with some wins. Airtimes begin at 5:30, 2:30, and 11:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Take your swing at a fun time and enjoy the beauty of the upstate at this year's BMW Charity Pro-Am Golf Tournament, June 9th through the 12th. Go to bmwcharitygolf.com for tickets and event info. This year's tournament features play on both the Carolina Club and Thorn Blade, includes clinics, sustainability education, and live music featuring the Marshall Tucker Band. Funds raised during the event benefit Mobile Meals of Spartanburg, Roper Mountain Science Center, Cancer Society of Greenville County, Meyer Center for Special Children, and Gibbs Cancer Center Research Institute. Visit bmwcharitygolf.com for schedules and tickets.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me get to Steve, who's been hanging on a bit. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. I always enjoy you and Ramona. I always get a little knowledge, and that's a good thing in this world. Got two things I want to discuss. One is, I agree with your analysis of the greatest players, but I think part of what we're finding is that because I'm almost 70, but a lot of the people that don't look at Chamberlain or Russell, they didn't really see these guys play, even on TV. And it's hard to really understand how they could dominate a game. And if I'm not mistaken, you know more than me, But at the beginning of their careers, I don't even think the dunk was allowed in the NBA, was it?
No. And, you know,
they had to shoot.
Yeah, and I do think that people, you know, I think people know what they see, and I think we have a real tendency in sports to forget what happened 2 weeks ago now. I think our memory for history is shorter than it ever has been. We always want to suggest the next person is the greatest ever.
Yes, it is. And they were discussing one of the earlier shows, the PGA Championship's coming up at Southern Hills.
Yep.
Well, I live
in Oklahoma.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, from 79 to 89. And my tax partner was actually the club champ at Southern Hills. Real good golfer. And by the time I started out there working for a big corporate firm, and we represented a guy by the name of Roger Wheeler that owned Telex. And Telex later evolved into headsets for sports and hearing aids and just all kind of stuff all over the world. He had so much money. Well, he decided he was going to get into highlife. So he ended up, we closed on the big highlife thing in Miami, and he started getting these warnings.
I was going to say, you moved to Miami?
No, because he was getting the warnings. The mafia started sending the warning that you're not going to be in highlife. We control this, and this ain't going to happen. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing paperwork on this stuff as a lowly attorney. Well, he decided he was going to go to get another one in Connecticut, okay?
Oh, man.
Well, he hired a former FBI agent.
Was that in Bridgeport?
Was
that in Bridgeport?
I don't know for sure.
I'm thinking so.
It's been a long time, 1981.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
But he literally, the guy went down to Miami, and keep in mind, at the same time, another FBI agent was controlling and working an undercover guy that was in deep trouble named Whitey Bulger, who later disappeared in 81 and then got arrested in California with his girlfriend 10 years later. But anyway, he was working Whitey. Well, come to find out, Whitey Bulger and another FBI guy that had been working for the Miami for the mafia, they were skimming $10,000 a month off of concessions and parking. You can't make yourself. You can go look this up.
Hey Ramona.
And so when
Ramona, there's a chance that this will be the final call Steve ever makes.
Well, I'm almost done.
No, I meant from the stories.
No, I know. What do you hear? What I did when the final thing happened?
Okay.
So finally, Roger was going to the feds, demanding that they do an investigation and bust all these mafia guys. Well, every Thursday afternoon, Roger played golf at Southern Hills. He used to be chairman of the board out there and everything. And they parked the cars up to a little thing called Snug Harbor, which was easier to get to the golf part of the club. Well, he finished, didn't come home. So Ann and his wife got looking for him. Well, when they got to the club, his car was sitting at Snug Harbor, hadn't left. When they got to the car, Roger had 5 bullets in his chest and head and 1 unfired bullet on his lap, which was a mafia sign of this specific assassin. Yeah. Nobody heard a thing. Nobody said a thing. So we get a call at the office telling us to quit working, that this was not going through because somebody just assassinated Roger Wheeler. And I looked at my boss and I said, I'll be back in a few days, but I'm not staying up here right now. I'm gone. And so I went back to my condo and we finally got clearance on everything. But there was no security back then. 1981, there was no fences around the club, nothing. So for 10 years, nobody knew what happened. And then when they finally got Whitey Bulger again in California, Whitey fessed up. He flew a mafia assassin in from Boston to the Jinx Airport. They had his schedule timed. The guy walked over with a silencer on his pistol, and that was his M.O. was 5 to the body and head, 1 in the lap. And they got in the car, and they drove back to the Jinx Airport and flew out, and nobody saw or heard a thing.
I don't even think we want Steve calling anymore. That's my favorite golf story of all time, Steve.
Well, I've been to Southern Hills numerous times, but when you go out there, I mean, it's like, Yeah, you know, you go by that place, you just think, man, Roger got assassinated right there. And trust me, they had security fences up and a guard gate and guards within 4 weeks.
Yeah. I'm not sure that would have helped.
Take them off.
I'm not sure that would have helped against the against the type of person that perpetrated the crime.
Well, the bottom line is that when you think about it and you watch the Southern Hills Championship, it's a great course, beautiful course.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, I can't watch I watch golf this weekend, but I can't watch that thing get shot right there at Snug Harbor. So, anyway, I always enjoy the show.
Great,
keep
Steve.
It up, and I always learn a lot, guys.
Thank you, Steve. Never call us again. Steve Mimish's last call to the show. Hey, Ramona, the Jerry West thing is how long?
It's 5:41.
Let's play a little bit of this. This is Jerry West being interviewed by, what's that dude's name? What's the guy's name? Do you have it?
No.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Regardless, he's a bit player in it. This is Jerry West, and still carrying all the pain of the Celtics losses with him.
Explain why you dislike the color green and try to avoid at all costs going to Boston.
I haven't been to Boston since I stopped playing basketball, and the fans were great to me back there. They really were.
But I'm sure you've had opportunity and business and reason to go to Boston.
No, well, I've had opportunities to go back a number of times, but it's just something I didn't want to do. A lot of old bad memories, and I don't hate green, okay? I make a joke out of it. And I had great respect for the Celtics. We lost some really tough playoffs against them, and I thought there was two times we should have won, and we didn't win. And those are the things that you will take to your grave. I'm still tormented by those losses, to be honest with you. You know, we in this league, we talk about greatness of players, how many championships they win. Well, trust me, there's a lot of these great players, if they didn't play with the right people, they wouldn't win championships. And you need good fortune, you need great teammates, you need good health, you need a great bounce here or there. And that never seemed to happen for us. And I think the one time that was really devastating for me is that we got beaten a seventh final game on our home court, and Boston finished fourth in the East, and they win the NBA championship. They were not a better team than we were. They weren't. And I've had two dubious honors that I wouldn't recommend anyone have. I was the most valuable player in a in a NBA finals on a losing team where we got beat by 1 point by California. And I was the most valuable player in a 7-game loss in a series against the Celtics. I don't know of any other player that's ever had that honor, and it's not an honor.
What do you remember from that?
Oh, just how stupid it was that I would receive that and I wasn't part of the winning team. It was not, didn't seem right. It was meaningless for me, regardless of how I played.
You mentioned you're still tormented by some of the losses. Your Lakers lost 6 times to the Boston Celtics in the 1960s in the finals. What was that like?
Well, you know, for me, as I say, I'm very reflective. I honestly wanted to quit. I didn't want to, I was in a prime of my career, and I didn't want to play anymore. It was just too painful to go through summers, and obviously the fans would start to rally around us, and I really felt we had let the city down, our fans down, but more importantly, in the locker room, it was like the lowest ebb that you could possibly have in your life.
But letting the city and fans down, I mean, you were in the NBA Finals 6 times.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
In a decade.
Regardless of how I played, and for me, I did some incredible things in the playoffs, and it never seemed to be good enough. And you just said it. I used to say that a couple of those games in particular, I replayed them, and regardless of how I played, I always blamed myself for us losing. And that's a terrible burden to carry around with you. It's a terrible burden. And some people say, well, you got to let it go. Well, that's not me. I don't. But I think it did goad me into, after thinking about it, going from where I didn't want to play, and I was, again, at the height of my career, to maybe goading me into, you know, we can do better, we can do better. And at the end of the day, I just know that that's what drove me back to playing again when I really did not want to play.
Hey, I'm going to get back to this on the other side. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs. They've helped almost everybody here at the station. We've all had roofing issues at one time or another. So will you. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online, gilstraproofing.com. You know, Ramona, I just looked up and I realized the Braves are tied now with Milwaukee 5-5, and the Brewers are batting in the bottom of the 10th. The Braves might be sent to choke this one away here. We'll see. Quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Whether you own the land or need help finding it, Brown Haven Homes can help you. Brown Haven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
I'm Kathy Witham with the Surgery Center at Pelham. Safety is one of our main concerns with any surgery. I receive calls daily from patients confirming that they will go home the same day without a hospital stay. Our team understands this concern. No one wants a hospital stay during the pandemic.